This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, it's 52 degrees in New Hampshire right now, 58 in Baltimore. I say that only because we tend to think that, you know, June and summertime, it's hot everywhere, but not necessarily the case. Here, though, it's 71 degrees, 72 around the area and going up to 87, so basic summertime for us. Let's talk about Doge and Elon Musk. What did they accomplish? What didn't they accomplish? Alex Narasta joins us now, Vice President for Economic and Social Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Do you care about Elon Musk, his personality, or about Tesla, his cars?
Not really.
I don't either. I mean, I don't care. Yeah. He can do what he wants, have as many kids as he wants, does whatever. I don't care what he does, as long as he doesn't hurt anybody. As far as his cars go, drive what you want. I have a concern about the batteries and how much the car is worth after the battery's worn out. But that's, look, if you want a Tesla, buy a Tesla. I don't care about any of that. What I do care about is the government and spending money and waste, and I want waste eliminated as much as anybody else. But the last thing in the world, let me make an example here. Alex, may I?
Yes, absolutely.
I had a cousin of mine that I got a garage door opener when I first got the house years and years ago, and he was in visiting for Christmas, and he said, let me come and help you put yours up because I just got one. And he discarded the instructions and just made a mess of the whole thing and left with it halfway done. And I said, well, did you have this kind of problem with yours? And he said, no, I paid somebody to do mine. And I bring that, it's a true story, and I bring that up as an example of, well, just because you say one thing, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're able to accomplish it. So what do we know about Doge and Elon Musk cuts?
So to use your metaphor from the story, I think it's actually worse. It's as if Elon Musk said that he was going to come over, but instead he broke the new garage door.
That's about what he did. I had to end up paying somebody to put it up, but yeah. Okay.
So I agree with the goals of Doge. I want to cut the federal government radically. I wanted to bring it under control. Musk promised $2 trillion in cuts at first. Then he promised $1 trillion. Then he promised $150 billion. The Doge website says $175, but when you trace the receipts and look at the actual cuts that happened, it's more like $20 billion. In cuts. And if you were to take a look at all federal spending since Trump has taken office, you wouldn't be able to notice any kind of decline or any kind of blip in federal spending. That's not to say the stuff he did was bad. Of course, it was good, most of the things that he did, but you just can't see it because the numbers are really, really small. He overpromised and underdelivered, frankly.
Well, let's talk about what did he do.
So he cut federal workforce by a little bit. So we're going to see a lot of those numbers come up in September if people actually leave in the federal government. That doesn't matter that much because most of federal expenditures is not personnel. It's actually just shoveling money around. So it's not payroll, but that's positive. He also cut U.S. foreign aid, the USAID, which was positive, I think. But still, you're talking about a very, very small amount. You also canceled, he canceled a lot of bad contracts, in my opinion. Contracts that were wasteful, that were unnecessary. Contracts for things like funding nonprofits in the third world to make LGBT comic books, even though I have nothing wrong with LGBT people, but I don't think the government should fund the creation of comic books in Colombia about them. So
or,
he did
or
like,
even
a lot
here.
Of things like that.
I don't know why the government's in the comic book business at all.
Right? Yeah, I mean, the government shouldn't really be in any business, in my opinion, but definitely not comic books.
Right. So how did he break the garage door opener then, to go back to the analogy I made? If he did some things good, how did he break it?
So in some ways, he broke it in that they fired personnel at some agencies that actually made the private economy less efficient. So, for instance, if you want to drill for oil in the United States, you have to get prior approval by the federal government, and they accidentally fired the bureaucrats who approve oil drilling. So that put a halt to new oil drilling for a short period of time. That was a mistake. They fired a lot of people at the FDA whose job it is to approve new drugs, and they did this before changing any of the regulations that require prior approval for drugs and for oil and drilling. So those are just like some of the examples of just being really haphazard and sloppy about some of the cuts, not being thoughtful at all.
Somebody texted in, look, this is anecdotal, I get that. MAGA is all lies. My wife, and look, I don't know if this has anything to do with MAGA, but my wife watched four colleagues leave a three-letter government agency early, but now all four work for more with private contractors during their same jobs. So I know people that have retired from their government jobs with full pension and then gone back, and this is way before Trump or anybody else, and gotten a job consulting doing their same job, so then they were getting paid twice for the same work. That's pretty much, I don't know, that's an example of waste right there, right?
That's an absolute example of waste, but I think that the bigger picture, right, is that most of what the federal government does is wasteful and inefficient. And in order to bring real efficiency, which is the goal of DOGE, right, Department of Government Efficiency, you need to reduce the size and scope of federal activities. And what you need to do to accomplish that is to really get Congress involved to pass legislation. And as we all know, Congress doesn't like passing legislation. So DOGE, you know, the goals are noble, but they really didn't have the tools to be able to achieve the ends.
Somebody texted and said Musk exposed the corrupt Democrats. Did he?
I think he showed an extent of like private funds or government funds going to like nonprofits that I think was unknown. That stuff wasn't hidden. It was on the USAID website. It's just that he made it much more widely known than it was before, which was one of the positive things that he did, in my opinion.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking about Elon Musk and DOGE, and we'll talk about what happens from here. Is DOGE still around even though Elon Musk is gone? And there is a concern about some sensitive data that they may have had access to. But then again, really, when it comes to sensitive data these days, who doesn't have access to it? Talking to Alex Narasta, Vice President for Economic and Social Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. Elon Musk made a lot of noise with, you know, the chainsaw appearance at the convention and so forth. But how much was actually cut from government waste and what happens as we move forward? 621 traffic now, WWL. All right, 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, from the texts that are coming in. Some people love President Trump and Elon Musk and think they walk on water. Others think they're the Antichrist. I'm somewhere in between there where I just care about the policies and what the results of those are. Alex Narasta is our guest, Vice President for Economic and Social Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You're talking about people who were fired and had to be hired back. I don't know how you put a price tag on all of this. So how do you, with the balance sheet, how do you determine what was good and what was bad? And moving forward, for example, I know there were cuts in
attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore more. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
National Weather Service, now they had to hire more people because of the shortages. Was it a net gain or not? How do you determine that, Alex?
So I think you need to just take a look at the activities that we think the government should be doing and whether DOGE cut some of those activities. In some cases, we could say, absolutely, he did a job that was worth doing, like cutting off money to some of these nonprofits, reducing some benefits for some federal workers, getting some federal workers out the door. Absolutely positive. In other areas, he moved a little too fast and made things a little worse than they should have been, like firing bureaucrats who approve oil drilling without changing the regulations that require prior approval. So, you know, I think on net it's positive, but the amount of heat it generated was not worth the light that it revealed, probably. We didn't get that many cuts. The federal government is spending more money this year than it did last year. It will continue to do so. And without getting Congress involved, we really can't make the cuts that DOGE made permanent, nor can we get the real cuts we need to get the budget under control.
So net gain, net loss with DOGE?
Or net Elon gain, Musk? But very small.
Okay. So when it comes to the future and who's still in the government with DOGE, even though Elon Musk is gone, is there still a DOGE, and who is it that's running it? And tell me what that looks like.
Yeah, so there are little DOGE teams that are operated out of the Office of Management and Budget that are in different agencies who are mainly going to be changing payment structure systems to save money here and there and small things, review contracts, make other kinds of technology improvements to try to reduce the amount of money the government is spending on its internal operations. And maybe find some other small cuts that OMB, Office of Management and Budget, can make, which is run by Russ Vought. So they're going to be there. There's going to be a little bit of an efficiency push for the rest of the Trump administration because of DOGE. But on the big picture of things, you're not going to be able to tell there's any difference.
When it comes to, somebody texted in about, please ask your guests to comment on the cuts in spending that Congress will not approve, the ones where Congress has to pull back the funding. It's been reported some cuts were identified, but Congress will not do the hard work and take the money back. Is that accurate?
There is some accuracy to that, but it's mainly about like the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, green energy subsidies, because not all of those subsidies have been paid out yet. So it's about trying to claw some of those back. Congress is not going to claw very many of them back. They're loath to do that. For reasons that don't make any sense, in my opinion. And they haven't really substantially cut Medicaid. They just sort of slightly reduced the rate of growth. So Congress isn't acting seriously about the budget deficit either.
So it's a lot of frou-frou, a lot of stuff, but not really a lot of substance. A lot of style.
Yeah, it's a typical thing when a new Republican government comes into office, frankly. I wish it were different. They talk a tough game when the Democrats are in power. They don't follow through when they're in power.
Yeah, it seems like nobody does anything when it comes to spending, whether it's Republicans or Democrats.
That's right.
They all spend whatever you give them and what they don't have. Thank you. I appreciate it. Alex Narasta, Vice President for Economic Social Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. So a net gain, but not much when it comes to DOGE. And I think maybe part of the problem might be celebrating a little bitty thing like this as a victory when the bigger question of outlandish government spending just continues to go on. We'll talk to Jeff Palermo about LSU baseball when we come back. Something the head of FEMA said that kind of got me scratching my head. We'll be back, WWL. 6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. To finish this up, I was talking about Apollo 13 before and made that analogy. Jordan Fiegel reminded me, we spoke to one of the Apollo 13 astronauts. It couldn't have been Fred Hayes because he died, and it couldn't have been Buzz Aldrin, so it was the other one. And the only thing I remember him saying is that they definitely did not hold each other to keep each other warm, as was portrayed in the movie. He was adamant about getting that point across. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
You doing well now? You weren't doing so well for a while last night, were you?
I think a lot of LSU fans were saying, what is going on here? It got a little dicey there when you watched Little Rock put up 5 runs in the second inning, and you know, even LSU made an error out in the field, and it just had this feeling like, is this really going to happen? But a couple innings after Little Rock scores those 5 runs, LSU finally responds. They get the big 3-run double by Ethan Frye. Luis Hernandez hits the home run a little bit later on, and then Cason Evans last night. My goodness, that is about as dominating of a performance as you'll see when you absolutely need it, to strike out 9 in a row, go 6 innings, give up just 1 run, strike out 12. He walks the bases loaded in the 7th inning, but gets a strikeout to get out of the inning. Just a lot of special stuff last night, and really a remarkable game, and LSU season continues.
So let me ask you a couple of different questions. Was there a point in the game where Jay Johnson kind of pulled everybody together and said, just almost akin to a basketball coach calling a timeout or something when things were not going their way, and got everybody together and said, look, blah, 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 we got a this, that, the other thing? Or was it more just calm and letting things turn around on their own?
Well, I think what he kept telling his guys is, let's keep having some quality at bats. And actually, during the TV broadcast, you got to hear from him, when they were down by 4. And in fact, right after they had a chance to cut into the lead, you know, after Little Rock scored 5 runs in the second, LSU was the visiting team. So in the top of the third, LSU gets the bases loaded. And unfortunately, Jake Brown wasn't able, with the bases loaded and 2 outs, just couldn't come up with the hit. He flies out to left field. And we heard from Jay Johnson there in one of those in-game interviews with broadcasters that I think all coaches prefer not to do, but have to do. And
you can tell they don't want to do it. That's apparent. No, that is so clear. Jay, I don't know why they make them, but go ahead.
Yeah, and that was a tough spot. And even the announcers, Dave Neal and Ben McDonald, mentioned that was not an easy interview for them to do, because here they are, they're down by 4 runs. They just missed an opportunity to at least cut into the lead. And just nothing was going right for LSU there in the bottom of the third. But Jay said at that point, hey, we just got to keep having quality at bats. Just keep having quality at bats. And then in the next inning, that's exactly what happened. They continued to just kind of stay with their process. And then finally, they got the big hit. And it came from Ethan Frye, who just has had an unbelievable season and has become LSU's best hitter at this point.
Yeah, I make football coaches do it too. I don't watch a lot of basketball, so I don't know about that. But it's like, you know what? Let them coach the game. You can interview them after the game. They're a little busy right now, and it's going to be just crap anyway that they say. It's going to be the same old stuff, so why even bother them? You understand what I'm saying? I don't know why they do that.
Yeah. I think the Little Rock coach enjoyed it, though. He was having fun with them. But, a tip of the cap to Little Rock to do what they did. I mean, they they gave LSU everything they wanted. And, you know, you went in today. We talked about it yesterday. It just seemed like the advantage. I mean, LSU was huge favorites. The advantage was with them. You know, Little Rock had already been with their through all their pitching, and you're just wondering when were they ever going to eventually kind of run out of steam. And you know, even when LSU took a 7-5 lead, you kind of thought, okay, you know, LSU's probably going to win this game by 4 or 5 runs, and then Little Rock comes right on back. You know, finally they got to Case and Evans, who was really starting to tire out there a little bit. And they got it back within one, but LSU responded there late with 3 more runs. And, you know, Jared Jones hitting that 2-run homer, that was a pretty big explosion coming out of the dugout there from the LSU players and the coaching staff, because they know how much of a struggle here it's been recently for Jared Jones and for him to really lock in on a 2-0 fastball right over the middle of the plate, and he just hammered it out of the park. That was really nice to see, and it was a huge moment late in the game, and it was the insurance runs that LSU certainly needed.
All right, it's 6:50, 10 till 7. We'll take a break. Jeff Palermo's got a story up at WWL.com that's very interesting. He's the WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. We'll talk about Zach Cowan when we come back. Also, look ahead to the Super Regional. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:56, 4 till 7. Tigers win. Jeff Palermo joins us, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Got a good column up at WWL.com. Let me read a line from it. Zach Cowan made his first start of the season, but was pulled with just one out in the second inning after allowing 5 earned runs. So many questions from that one sentence. Did Jay Johnson make a mistake starting him? Did Zach Cowan just have a bad night? And what does that say about his future as a starter?
Well, it was the first start that Zach Cowan had made all season, but mm-hmm. This is a veteran pitcher, a guy that's been around, who was the Friday night starter at Wofford last season. I thought it was the right decision. I think in a game like that where it's win or go home, you want the more experienced guy. I mean, they had 2 options. They could have gone with Zach Cowan or Casey Evans. It was going to be one of those 2 guys. I mean, the way the game played out Sunday, the fact that LSU did not use those 2 guys that was the thing that you were hanging on to as an LSU fan. Well, at least we got Cowan and Evans going on Monday. LSU has the pitching advantage for sure in this game against Little Rock. And so between Cowan and Evans, who is a freshman, you're going to go with Cowan, a guy who has started before. Evans has made just a couple of starts. Go with the experienced guy, but he just didn't have the normal break on his slider. He was leaving it up in the zone. And Little Rock, as we talked about yesterday, Tommy, was just a very confident team at the plate. And as Ben McDonald said during the TV broadcast yesterday, they weren't trying to do too much. You know, if the pitch was on the outer half, they went the other way with it. They weren't trying to hit the ball over the ballpark. They were just trying to put the bat on the ball, make solid contact. And, you know, and Cowan left a lot of pitches up in the zone for them to hit. So it was the right decision. And when you sat there and you were watching the game, and it really was like a nightmare scenario, because Zach Cowan has been really good for you all season long. And you thought you had the advantage over Little Rock because you're going to go with Cowan, and you got to take him out in the second inning. And you sat there and you said, as an LSU fan, well, if Case and Evans doesn't have his stuff, then LSU's not going to win this game. But Case and Evans was electric. I mean, just absolutely. When you strike out 9 guys in a row, man, that is – I mean, he was pitching with such tempo, and he's got, like, the split-finger pitch that just dives out of the zone. Little Rock just didn't have a chance with it. They were trying to break up his tempo, and he was in such a groove. And I think the fact that him coming in there and stabilizing the game gave LSU's hitters confidence. Okay, eventually we're going to score some runs against Little Rock, who is just depleted pitching-wise. And that's exactly how the game played out. Evans threw up a bunch of zeros on the scoreboard. LSU's hitters just kept at it. They got the big hit from Fry. As I mentioned, a home run from Luis Hernandez to tie the game. And then, you know, just eventually just pulled away and got the victory.
9 Ks in a row get the crowd into it, too. I'll tell you what. Let's talk about West Virginia next time you join us. Tell me real quick, 20 seconds worth of West Virginia.
West Virginia, more of a small ball team. They're a really good team, and they've played very well away from their home ballpark this season. Should be a fun series coming up. We'll find out at 9 a.m., Tommy, when that series will start. And we'll get the game times as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Go to WWL.com right now. You can see his column about the game last night. Tim Temple joins us. We come back, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. We'll talk about the session. Also, talk about what Jacob Rowe was talking about yesterday with stated value policies. We'll also talk with Pat Connick, Louisiana State Senator. A lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.